Episode 14, The One with the Frozen Planet.
Welcome to Truly Madly Smiley with your host, Lisa, the Smiley Coach. Lisa wrote this podcast because she wants you to grow up knowing you are not alone. She wants to help you feel confident from the inside out and know how truly madly amazing you are.
This podcast is powered by unicorns and rainbow sparkles.
The only show where children can soak up positivity, confidence, love, and encouragement whenever they need it.
Are you ready to get your happy on? Let's go!
Hey, lovely people, it's Smiley here. How are you doing? I hope you're well and that you've had a good week or you're having a good week. I want to start off by thanking you from the bottom of my heart for being here and for listening and for checking in with me. I love it that we can have these chats together, don't you? And what I wanted to say before I forget is, if you get a spare moment and you're listening on iTunes, could you please just take 5 minutes to write me a review? So you could let me know what episode you like and why, which one is your favourite one, tell me which bits you find funny or helpful and what you've been learning that's new. It's really great to hear from you. And it's like we're having a two-way conversation then and not just me chatting to you. I'll pop a link in the show notes to help you and remind you, so it'll be easy for you to write one and you can just click on it and send me a message about the podcast. Thank you ever so much. Thank you. So how did you find the last episode, the one with the marvellous medicine? Have you been taking your medicine? I hope so, because it's so good for your soul. I've been taking my cherry and Haribo flavoured one. I've been saying well done on a daily basis, and actually I'm feeling pretty good. This week I've been helping children to care about themselves more. It's really important that you take care of yourself, that you keep yourself safe and you stick up for yourself. Actually, a little boy told me this week that at school they tell you to share and encourage you to play with everybody, even the people that you don't like or the people who are mean to you. I'm not sure I agree with that. I mean, I believe we can be kind to everybody and polite, even those people who aren't so kind, but we don't have to be their best friend. I mean, really, we need to be our own best friends first. We need to be kind to ourselves. And I don't think I'd want to be forced to play with people who weren't right for me or who weren't treating me very nicely. Because I think friendship is a choice. We're free to choose our friends. What do you think? I also think it's kind to share, you know, if you want to. But again, you don't have to share anything, which means you suffer or go without. So you don't give your lunch away or lend somebody your coat if you're hungry or cold. There's kind and then there's being unkind to yourself. Do you see what I mean? There's a difference. So here we are again, episode 14. Time is flying by. I can't believe we've done 14 episodes. I'm all cooched up here under my blankie. And today I've got a really special episode for you. It's a little bit different because we're going to go on an adventure together. Do you want to grab your blankie? Or if you're in bed listening, then you're in the right space. But make sure you're nice and relaxed and you can get under your blankie and snuggle in. That's it. Snuggle in and settle down. Get yourself nice and comfortable. So I'm going to take you to another planet. Woo, are you excited? I am. Come on, let's go. Let's go. So what I want you to do is close your eyes and start to take some deep breaths. That's it. Nice and gently breathe in and breathe out. Keep noticing your breathing. And let go of any tight feelings in your chest and in your tummy and maybe in your jaw. I clench my jaw a lot. Oh, my jaw is very tight today. So relax your face as you breathe in and breathe out. Breathe in breathe out. Right, how are you getting on with that? Are you starting to feel a bit more relaxed now? Okay. I want you to feel as relaxed as possible so we can go to the place in your mind where your imagination lives. So give me a little smile and let me know that you're ready. Now wiggle your toes and wiggle your fingers. Let's do one more deep breath in. That's it. Well done. So I want you to turn your attention to your mind. Using your imagination, and there's no right or wrong way to do this, so just follow along with me and let yourself relax and enjoy our little adventure together. I want you to imagine we're in a forest. There are lots of tall trees around us. Can you see them? They're really tall and all the colours of autumn. Lots of rich oranges, bright reds and yellows. It's still and calm here in the forest. Can you hear anything? Look around you. What can you see? When you look down at the floor, what shoes are you wearing? What's the ground like beneath your feet? I'm wearing red wellies. It's pretty muddy where I'm standing. I quite like squishing in the mud. Have you wrapped up warm today? That breeze is quite fresh, isn't it? There's a little bit of sunshine in the sky. Oh, let's stand in the sunshine. I can feel the sun shining on my face. That's better. Shall we take a deep breath in? Can you do one more for me? That's it. Deep breaths in as you feel the warm sun shining on your skin. Oh, that's lovely. Look, what's that over there? It's a big silver machine. I'm quite nosy. Shall we go over and have a look? What does it look like? It's quite wide, isn't it? Like a silver saucer. It looks like a spaceship. I can see a door. Can you see the door? Let's have a nose inside. Come on, let's go and check it out. Oh, blimey, I wish I bought my sunglasses. It's quite bright in here, isn't it? Can you see all those flashing lights? They're coming from that big control panel over there. What's that? It looks like a huge TV screen. Oh, it's actually bigger than that. It's more like a cinema screen. We're not at the cinema, though, are we? Hang on a minute. The screen is flickering. There's a man on the screen and he's got a message for us. Let's listen to what he has to say.
Welcome to the Moon Star Voyager. I want to take you to another planet far, far away. Now, sit down. Make yourself comfortable. That's it. Fasten your seat belt. Listen to me.
Oh, guess we better do what he says. It's a funny voice, isn't it? Right, let's put the seat belt on. I want to make sure that you're safe.
Now reach forward and move the gear stick towards me.
Can you do that?
Press the red button to your right.
Oh, we're moving, we're moving. Oh, we're moving. Where are we going? Where are we going? Oh, he's gone now. And there's a message on the screen. Let me read what it says. It says, I'm going to take you somewhere that might shock you. It's called the Frozen Planet.
When you get there, you will see that it's full of children. They are not children like you. They are chilled wren. They are so chilled and relaxed that they have become stuck. Oh, I see, chilled wren, not children. You will learn what's happened to them and discover why they've ended up on the frozen planet. I'm taking you there to save you from yourself. It's only a place to visit. It is not somewhere you want to live. Oh, gosh. That sounds a bit worrying, doesn't it? I wonder what happened to all these chilled wren. They sound like they're in trouble. I wonder if we can help them. So I'm thinking, lovely wild heart. I'm thinking how many children are living there and what on earth has happened to them? Oh, here we go. They're bringing round the snack cart. What do you fancy? Should we have some popcorn? What do you prefer, sweet or salty? Do you want a drink? What are you having? I'll have the same as you. Don't get too comfortable because, oh, it feels like we're landing. It's a bit bumpy, isn't it? Our super jets have sped us forward at maximum pace, so we're now at our destination. So when you're ready, release your seatbelt and open the door. Oh, what's going on out here? What can you see? It's really dark and cold out here. Hang on a minute, I've got a torch in my backpack. Let's grab that and light the way. It's scarily quiet, deathly still. I can see lots of pairs of eyes just staring back at me through the darkness. Actually, it's not scary. I feel more sad. I feel this big wave of sadness that has come over me. How are you feeling? Are you okay? It's all right, we're safe. There's nothing to fear, but it is very sad. Hello? Is there anybody there? Hello? Can you hear us? We've come to say hello and see if we can help you. Is there anybody there? Oh, look, over there. It's a boy, I think. Hello. Go on, give him a wave. Can he see you? Look, there he is. Hi, hi, we're visiting. Who are you? Oh, he doesn't seem to be able to talk. He's just staring at us. Hold on a tick. He's holding up a sign. What does it say? I'm frozen to many video games. Oh, gosh. So your brain is overloaded with screens and now you're without them. You don't know what to do. You've lost the connection with yourself. You're not feeling anything. What has happened to you? What's your name? Always writing another sign. It says, I'm Josh. I played on them every day. He's writing a bit more. Couldn't stop. Didn't want to stop. Got angry. Oh dear, then what? Oh, he's writing a bit more. Nothing. I'm frozen. Wow, can you imagine how that must feel for Josh? How can he get that back? That connection with himself. He's cut himself off from his feelings and he feels stuck. Human beings need their feelings. That's what we're made to do. We're not robots. We're not made to connect to machines. We want to connect to other people. I wonder what will help him. He's writing again. He's got a lot he wants to say. What does that say? I'm lost. I miss my family.
Oh, you are lost, Josh. You need your feelings to work out who you are, what you like and what you don't like, and it helps you make sense of the world around you. Without feelings, you are numb. You are frozen. It's okay, Josh. I can help you. I've got some other helpers here with me who want to help you too. What can we tell Josh to do to help him feel his feels? Do you know? If you've been coming to the Energy Pod, you will know, because that's what we do every week. Okay, I've got an idea. You need to start listening to your body. Josh, can you just close your eyes and try and go inside your body and notice your breathing? Just breathe in and out and watch your breath going in and out of your body, or feel your breath going in and out of your body. That's it. That's it, like that. Well done. Are there any trees here, Josh? He's shaking his head no. Because they would really help. Being in nature is definitely a good way for you to feel alive and free again. Hang on a minute, I've got some crayons and paper in my backpack. Open your eyes and let's do a bit of a doodle. Let's just let the pen wander across the page and make a squiggle. Yeah, that's a good way to get in touch with the side of your brain again that uses your imagination. By the way, lovely listener, I've done a squiggle like this and I've turned it into a picture. So I'm going to post that in the show notes because you can have a go at that too. It's great for relaxing your mind, especially before you start your homework. Right, Josh, I think we need to help you start using your imagination again. Your brain's been used to being entertained by a screen and it's losing its power. It can't think for itself. It is totally numb, stuck and frozen. Josh looks so sad, doesn't he? He looks so confused and lost. Don't worry, Josh, we're going to help you. We're going to help you. Hang on a minute. Here comes someone else. Looks like a girl. She's holding up a piece of paper with a message on it. What does it say? Hello, help. I'm Ruby. I'm frozen. Hi, Ruby. Nice to meet you. Have you been playing on video games too? Oh, no. What's she doing? She's putting her hand up in front of her face and grinning like a monkey. Oh, she's miming. Oh, I see. You've been taking too many selfies on your phone. Yeah, she's nodding. Yeah, that's right. What's she written? With filters. Oh, yes. Those things that make you look different. Totally different to how you look in real life. They change your skin and your hair. So you add a filter to your selfie. Why is that, Ruby? Oh, she's writing again. What's she writing? I'm ugly. People won't like me. Wow, Ruby. What are you saying? I think you look fine just the way you are. You look okay to me. You look like a really nice person, a nice friendly girl. You're not meant to look like that with all those filters or how the other girls look either. Every one of you is meant to look different. You're meant to look like a ruby. A ruby looks like a ruby, and that's who you are. Do you know what, Ruby? When I was growing up, I hated my freckles and my ginger hair. I always felt different to the other kids. I know how you feel. I feel sad when I look at you, Ruby. You do look lovely to me. Your body is healthy and you've got beautiful hair and a lovely smile. You're tall and your skin is soft. That stuff doesn't really matter, you know, because all of your good stuff is inside of you. It's who you are as a person that matters. I think you and Josh need to visit the forest. Come on. Let's hop back into the spaceship and we'll take you there. Come on, everyone. Let's get back in the spaceship. Seatbelts on. We want to keep ourselves safe. I think we're in for a bumpy ride. I'm not really sure Josh and Ruby want to come with us. And when they get there, we're going to have to help them learn to be themselves again without a screen. Could you do that, lovely listener? Could you go a whole day without a screen? No phones, no TV, no iPad. What would you do? How would you spend your day? And what would you miss about your screens? As we travel back on the spaceship, I want us to take the time to really think about that. What is it exactly that screens give us? Okay, so we can connect with our friends. They're entertaining, aren't they? We've got TV programs, video games, movies. It's like we disappear into another world. But why? Are we doing that because we want to escape something in real life that we don't like? The stress of school, too much homework, feeling lonely or like we don't fit in. To avoid feeling all those icky worries which swim about in our head and scare us. We use screens. They distract us from our feelings, don't they? But screens, they send chemicals to our brain that release pleasure, feelings of joy. But those feelings of joy are addictive. It means that we want to visit the screens again and again and again. And we want more and more and more. Until what? We end up looking like Josh and Ruby. I mean, come on, look at them. Josh's fingers are all knobbly with sores on them. Looks like he's overdone it on the scrolling and swiping a bit there. Josh, how long were you on those video games for? All day. What, every day? Oh, dear. Okay. Mind you, look at Ruby's neck. It's permanently tilted to one side. My dog used to do that when we played him opera music. It made us laugh. But this is not funny, Ruby. It's not funny. And look at them both, so wide-eyed. It must be those blue lights. They look a bit shocked, don't they? Those blue lights on the screens, they damage the cells in your eyes and they light up your brain, making it so hard for you to relax and go to sleep. Think about it. Your brain wants to relax sometimes, doesn't it? It doesn't want jobs to do. It needs to sleep, snooze, just like you do. You can't keep going and going and going. It's been charged up too much, too many messages for it to take in, like when the computer gets stuck with that spinning circle of doom. What's that, Josh? He's holding his fists up and pulling a face. Oh, you're angry. Yes, well, of course you're angry. You're playing all those noisy video games. I bet you play all the shooty and racy ones. Lots of angry, fast behaviour is being fed into your brain for hours a day. It's not right for you. Of course you're angry. I'm going to stop nagging now, Josh, but you get the picture. Okay, it looks like we've arrived. We're here now at the forest. Let's see what we have here. Come on, guys, follow us. We're going to help you feel more like yourselves again. Okay, there seems to be a path here. And if we follow that, what's up ahead? Oh, can you see that little clearing up ahead? Let's see if we can get there and then work out which way to go. Oh, it's so peaceful here, isn't it? You can hear the birds. Oh, it's lovely. I just love that feeling of being outside in the forest. Right, so there seems to be a signpost here and we've got choices. Okay, so Josh and Ruby, where would you like to go? You can go to the book corner and hang out with the bookworms. not really sure you're ready for that yet. You need a little something else. Or you can go to the tree hugger's place. Ah, yes, you could take your shoes and socks off and feel the grass between your toes. That will really ground your energy and bring you back down to earth, back into your body and out of your head. Oh, Josh is pulling a face. Yes, Josh, I know, tree huggers, big hippies. No, they're not, Josh. If you don't want to hug trees, just walk on the grass, why don't you? Come on, work with me here. I feel like those screens have stolen your motivation. You want to get unstuck, don't you?
Good. He's nodding.
Come on, let's have a look. And there's another sign here for a garden. Maybe you'd rather get your hands dirty and plant some trees of your own. Oh, yes, your face just lit up like a Christmas tree. That is what you want to do, isn't it? What about you, Ruby? What do you want to do? If you look up ahead there on the hill, you can see all the other children running around and playing happily. Can you hear them? Look, they are free and full of life. That's what happens when you connect to yourself and your feelings, when you're in your body and not up in your head. That's where you go when you're on screens for hours and hours. You lose that very important connection with yourself. Thinking about it, I know children who tell me that they're using their screens to relax before bedtime. But actually, it's not relaxing, because the more you do it, the more your brain says, hey, just a quick scroll. Psst, just a quick click. Let's watch some more kittens fighting, play fighting, or whatever it is you like to watch. What do you go online to watch? What's your thing? Come on, Ruby, there's a sign here for a soothing waterfall. How do you fancy going for a paddle in there and letting all that healing water wash over you? Sounds lovely, doesn't it? Be sure to pour some on your neck. Release all that tension, that selfie tension. What's that, Ruby? She's whispering. Her voice must be coming back. You see, this is the power of nature. Our bodies love nature. It's where we come from. She's saying, I want to be like who? Taylor Swift. Do you know who that is? I have no idea. Whoever she is, she's not you, Ruby. Here's the thing. We keep comparing ourselves to other people when we're on social media, don't we? We look at their lives and we think, why is their life so much better than mine? I want what they've got. It creates a lot of envy. You want what you can't have or what you don't have. You want what other people have got. Ruby, I want to help you learn to love what you have and to love yourself. You have a healthy body. You would really like my new course, Be Your Own Best Friend. I'll link to that in the show notes for the rest of you, because it's a fun journal with videos for you to learn how to grow your self-esteem and confidence and love yourself from the inside out. So are you still with me, lovely listener? Where would you hang out in the forest? Would you go to the bookworm corner or the tree-hugging place or the garden or the soothing waterfall? Okay, let's leave Josh and Ruby here to hang out. Or do you want to stay with them? If you want, you can go home in the spaceship. You decide, but I'm going to leave you there. Parents, if you're listening, I've written a blog post about boundaries around screen time. I'm going to pop it in the show notes for you, because I think this is a serious issue which really needs our time and attention. So as usual, you know where to find those helpful show notes. Can you remember? You'll find them on the website smileyforlife.com/TMS14. T for truly, M for madly, and S for smiley. So that's the end of today's episode. I have one more thing for you to think about before I leave.
If screens make you want something you haven't got, or are creating dissatisfaction in your mind, if you watch stuff and it leaves you thinking, I want that, or I'm not like that, or why can't I have that? Stop. Stop and look around you. What do you have in your life right now, which is wonderful? If you have friends and family who love you, a healthy body, food in your belly, a roof over your head, and a warm, cozy house to live in, then you are truly, truly lucky. Have a think about that. And I'll see you next time. Bye for now.
If you enjoyed that, please tell all your friends.